Hello again, guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so sorry. It took me a while to update a new episode. I was a little busy writing my Cebuano grammar book. It's an exciting book for beginners who wants to have a reference on grammar structures in Cebuano and Binisaya, some of which will be tackled in the podcast, so make sure to subscribe. While it's fun and exciting to learn grammar, it will be very difficult if you have very little vocabulary in Binisaya. That is why in this episode, we will be learning some useful phrases that you can memorize to start learning Binisaya. If you like my content, please support my podcast by subscribing and checking the links in the description below. I don't really earn anything from this podcast, so I would appreciate a lot any support I can get so I can make more contents for you. Alright, let's get down to it. Our first phrases are greetings. Right, so we're going to greet people. Let's start with saying good morning. Good morning in Binisaya is maayong buntag. Again, maayong buntag. Let's try to break down the phrase. So the first word is maayo. Maayo means good or well in English. When it's paired with the noun buntag, again, buntag, maayo as an adjective requires a descriptive linking particle called nga or the nga particle. So we have the adjective maayo and a noun buntag. And in between those, the adjective and the noun, in between those two, is the particle nga. The purpose of having the particle nga is to describe the noun using the adjective. So it links the two words together into one. Right. So the original phrase is maayo nga buntag, which means a good morning. And since it is a greeting, we normally shorten the phrase to make it easier to say by changing the nga particle into an eclectic ng particle. So instead of the nga, we turn it into ng, and because maayo ends with a vowel, we combine the maayo and the eclectic ng particle together, and then they become like maayong, maayong. Right. So from maayo nga buntag, it becomes maayong buntag or good morning. Right. During lunchtime, we greet people with maayong udto or maayo nga udto. So maayo, again, is good, while udto is noon. So basically, you are greeting people good noon. And that is between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. Because 12 to 1 p.m. is normally lunchtime here in the Philippines. Maayong udto. Again, that's maayong udto. You can choose between the formal maayong nga udto or the conversational maayong udto. So you can just choose between the two. Right. In the afternoon, perhaps after 1 p.m., we greet people with maayong hapon. Maayong Hapon. So remember, it's a long vowel. Hapon. It's different from the word hapon because the shorter vowel, hapon, has a different meaning. Hapon is the word for Japanese. And hapon is afternoon. So you have to watch out for the pronunciation. Otherwise, you're going to confuse other people. There is a difference between maayong hapon and maayong hapon. So the first one is maayong hapon, hapon, which is good afternoon. And the other one is maayong hapon, which is a good Japanese or a good Japanese person. So you have to watch out. Be careful with that pronunciation. Always remember, the slight difference with a vowel in Binisaya can totally change the entire meaning of the conversation. So you have to be careful with the pronunciation. All right. Right. So again, maayo is good or well, plus the particle nga, and hapon is afternoon. So always remember, when you are using an adjective to describe a noun, and the adjective and the noun are in one phrase, you have to use the linker particle nga. So it's always important to use the particle nga. It will indicate that you are describing the adjective. I mean, you are describing the noun with the adjective. And it also indicates that those two words are in one phrase. So you have to make sure that you put nga there to indicate that they are in one phrase. Right. So maayong hapon. Normally, hapon in the Philippines is between 1 to 5:30 p.m. So if you are greeting someone and the time is between 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., then you can greet that person with maayong hapon, right? So you have also to watch out for the time as well, time of the day, so that you'll know when to greet a person or what to greet a person at that time, right? In the evening, we greet people maayong gabi'i. Maayong gabi'i or maayo nga gabi'i. Maayo nga gabi'i. Again, maayo is good or well, plus the particle nga. So always remember, when you have a particle nga, it means that the adjective being used is describing a noun. Okay? Right. Gabi'i is night or evening. Gabi'i is night or evening. Again, ga, long vowel, ga, bi, I, ga, bi, I. Right. Normally, we greet people maayong gabi'i from sundown until right about 2 to 3 a.m. So as long as the sun is down or is about to go down, you can start greeting people maayong gabi'i already. And sometimes we greet people still maayong gabi'i until like 2 to 3. When it reaches 4 a.m., that's already considered as morning for us, early morning. Or even sometimes actually 3 a.m. is already considered as morning to us. So we greet people maayong gabi'i during sundown till 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. or 3 a.m., sorry. Right. Again, our greetings are maayong buntag or maayong nga buntag or good morning, maayong udto or maayong nga udto or good noon. Although you don't really greet people good noon in English, that's not technically right, but we do that in the Philippines. We greet people at noon. And at noon for us lasts for like an hour. Not just 12 noon. Okay. Next, we have 마아용 하본. 마아용 하본, which is good afternoon. Sometimes we say 마아용 하본 in a formal context. Right. 마아용 가비이. 마아용 가비이. 마아용 가비이 means good evening. Right. Sometimes you can also say 마아용 가비이. 마아용 가비이. Right. So, we don't really have greetings for good night. We don't say good night. Well, we do say good night, but we use the English greeting for that because it doesn't exist in Cebuano or in Filipino. We don't say good night. So instead, if you want to greet someone good night, just use the English greeting good night to greet someone. Right. Okay, so that's the greetings. That's our greetings. So again, we have 마아용 buntag, 마아용 udto, 마아용 hapon, and 마아용 gabi. Now, how do we respond when someone greets us? Usually, we would respond in the greeting plus the word sab, which is short for usab. So when someone say maayong buntag, you say maayong buntag sab. How do you spell sab? That's S-A-B, sab. Short for U-S-A-B or usab. Maayong buntag sab, or you can also say maayong buntag usab. But when you say maayong buntag usab, it's more formal compared to the conversational maayong buntag usab. Right. If you want to be really formal and really say the entire phrase correctly, then you would say maayong buntag usab. So you can say that. Although you rarely hear that because it's too formal, and in most cases we don't really interact anymore very formally. Because in a formal context in the Philippines, normally we speak either Filipino or or English. So, yeah. It's better to just try to make it more conversational to have a better connection with the person you're talking to. Right. So, maayong udto. If someone greets you maayong udto, you respond maayong udto sab. Maayong udto sab. If someone says maayong hapon, you say maayong hapon usab or maayong hapon sab. Right, maayong gabi'i, you say, that's right, you say maayong gabi'i usab or maayong gabi'i sab. This is the simplest way to respond to a greeting. Just add sab at the end of the phrase as a response. So sab or usab literally means again and can be interpreted as well as also. So when you respond by adding the word usab in your morning greeting, you are basically saying good morning as well. So maayong buntag usab, that's good morning as well. Good morning as well, or good morning to you too. That's what it means to say maayong buntag usab. Right. Okay, so how else do we greet people, especially friends and acquaintances in Binisaya? There are plenty of ways to do that. When you want to ask how are you doing, we say kumusta. Kumusta, or if you want to show interest to the person, you say kamusta man ka. Kumusta man ka, especially if you already know that person. You say, kumusta man ka? So basically, when you want to ask how are you doing, you say, kumusta ka or kumusta man ka? Kumusta is derived from the Spanish greeting, como estas. Yes, we borrowed it from Spanish. Como estas, which means how are you in English. Now, if you want to sound more interested or engaging, always remember to say, kumusta man ka? Kumusta man, and then ka. Kumusta? Followed by the particle man, followed by the pronoun ka. So we have there the greeting, kumusta, followed by the particle man, and the pronoun ka. Right. Now the form for the pronoun there, the pronoun ka, is actually a pre-post object pronoun. There are different forms of pronoun. We've got the pre-post, post-post pronouns, and we also have like subject and object pronouns. So there are different forms of pronouns, and this is the most difficult part of learning Cebuano, because in English, you only have one form of pronouns. You have the subject pronoun, he, she, it, they, he, she, it, they, and then, or, and them as well. But, no, he, she, it, they, and the object form, we've got her, his, and then them. So those are the only forms in English, but in Binisaya, we have three sets of Cebuano. We have three sets of Cebuano pronouns. Yes. And it's very complex. It's one of the most difficult part of learning Cebuano, the pronoun itself. Okay. When you have the particle man, when you say man, when you add man into your sentence, it normally indicates that that information in the context is unknown on either the speaker or the listener. So when you have the phrase or the particle man, normally it means that an information is surprisingly new to either you or the person you're talking to. So in this case, the well-being of the listener is unknown to the speaker. So the speaker shows his or her interest about the listener's well-being by adding the particle man in the phrase. So how do you respond to kumusta or kumusta man ka? Well, normally we respond by saying maayo man. Maayo man. So again, we're using the particle man here to indicate that this, that being maayo is not known to the person you are talking to. So when you say maayo man, it means I am well or just fine. So maayo, which is good or well. And again, the particle man, since the information of being well is unknown to the person you're talking to. After that, you can ask the other person back, how are you? So you can also ask the other person, how are you? So again, how are you is kumusta man ka. How are you is kumusta ka or kumusta man ka. So to return the question, you say ikaw. Ikaw, kumusta man ka? Ikaw, kumusta man ka? So the word ikaw is the pre-post subject pronoun, which means you in English. So ka is the object pre-post form of ikaw. Or, yeah. No. So the word ikaw is a pre-post subject pronoun, which means you in English. So ikaw is the subject form of ka. So both pronouns are you in English. So that means you as the person you're talking to. You. But the difference is that ikaw is a pre-post subject form and the ka is the pre-post object form. So there is a difference between the two, but in English, they both mean you. Yeah, because in English, there is no difference between you, the subject, and you, the object. So basically, you are asking the person, you, how about you? After that, you return the question, kumusta man ka, or how are you doing? Ikaw is the pre-post subject pronoun for you, and ka is the pre-post object pronoun for you. So always remember that ikaw and ka are different pronouns. They are different form, but they mean the same. And you'll find out when to use ikaw and ka later on as we go on with our other chapters of this podcast. Now, they are both you, but different cases and different functions. In English, you is always plural in English, even if you are talking about only one person. So it's always in plural form. In Bisaya or Cebuano, ikaw and ka are both singular you. That's a singular you. Ikaw and ka are both singular. It's only talking about one person. And the person, and that person is the person you're talking to. We have different words for its plural form, the plural you. It's different for the subject case, and it's also different from the object case. So we have other pronouns to use if we're talking about more than one person. So, yeah, we use different pronouns for plural you. Always remember that. So in this case, ikaw and ka, both are used in this greeting. However, they are different cases. First one is subject, the other one is object. And it's only referring to one person. If you're talking to more than one person, we use a different pronoun, which will be discussed later on. Now, the other person would normally respond maayo sab or maayo pud. So remember, maayo is good and sab is again or also or as well. But sometimes we also say maayo pud. Right. So you can use maayo sab or maayo pud. Pud is short for upod. Usab literally means again in English. So when you have usab, that is again, literally again, but can also be translated as or sometimes interpreted as well or also. And pud literally means also. It is the literal translation for also, pud or upod in English. So pud is directly translated as also in any sentence in Binisaya. So whenever you hear the word pud, it means also all the time. Unlike in sab or usab, it has different meanings for different kind of contexts because it's a very flexible kind of word compared to pud, because pud is very straightforward. It means also. Okay, so how would the conversation go? Let's say we have Jane and Tom greeting each other. So this is how the conversation of Jane and Tom would go if they were greeting each other on anywhere, like in the street or somewhere. Right. So Tom, maayong buntag, Jane. Jane, maayong buntag, sab Tom. Tom, kumusta man ka? Jane, maayo man, ikaw. Kumusta man ka, Tom? Tom, maayo pud. Jane, sige, Tom, ayo-ayo. Tom, ikaw po, Jane, ayo-ayo. Right, so that's how the conversation would go. Okay, so let's read that again. This time slowly. Tom, maayong buntag, Jane. Jane, maayong buntag sa Tom. Tom, kamusta man ka? Jane, maayo man. Ikaw, kamusta man ka, Tom? Tom, maayo pud. Jane, sige, Tom, ayo-ayo. Tom, ikaw pud, Jane, ayo-ayo. And that's how a casual conversation of greeting someone would go in Binisaya. By the way, when you hear the word ayo-ayo, it means take care. That's literally what it means. It's usually a greeting as well to tell someone that to take care. Ayo, ayo. Ayo, ayo. So that's spelled A-Y-O-A-Y-O. Ayo, ayo. It's a repetition of the word ayo. So ayo, ayo means take care. So when you say ayo, ayo to a person, that means you are telling them to take care of himself or herself. Right. So our vocabularies for this episode are maayong buntag, good morning, maayong udto, good noon, maayong hapon, good afternoon, maayong gabi, good evening, kumusta or kumusta man ka, which means how are you or how are you doing, maayo man, which means I'm good, ikaw, which means you, this is a subject pronoun, you, singular subject pronoun, you, ikaw. Maayo pod, which means I'm well as well, or I'm well, I'm good as well. Og ayo ayo. Ayo ayo means take care. Again, maayong buntag, maayong udto, maayong hapon, maayong gabi, kumusta or kumusta man ka, maayo man, ikaw, maayo pod, og ayo ayo. So please remember these phrases because they are very useful and can be used in any type of conversation. And that is it for our episode for today. Thank you very much for tuning in our podcast. Make sure to hit that subscribe button to get the latest updates of our podcast. Salamat sa pagpaminaw, ug kita tapuhon. Hamping pirmi. Bye-bye!